So what I want to do now is look at the history of this movement in the 18th century, and then to see if I can sort of put this in a wider perspective, as I've suggested I want to do. In the first part of the 18th century, there are three major debates, supposedly, allegedly, about Sabbateanism as well. Let us follow them very, very quickly, because they are very interesting, and we have much documentation about each one of them. The first takes place in the first decades of the 18th century, around a figure named Nehemiah Chayon, who is himself a disciple of Abraham Cardoza. He publishes a work which tells us in print how one can find the secret of God. I'm sure if it was available now, all of you would buy it. You'd all like to know how to know God, right? Personally. But what is interesting about this book is that he describes God as three persons. If it reminds you of Christianity, it should, because those who were very upset about the book saw this as what nerve of this guy. Not only does he publish a book when he tells us the secret of God, something that, you know, the public should not know, but he also talks about the God in a kind of Trinitarian way. Now, whether he's alluding to Christianity or not is not clear, but it sounds like Christianity, whether it is Christianity or not. In any case, the rabbis became deeply upset. And several of the rabbis organized a campaign against this man. What we have is documentation of over several hundred rabbis, all writing rabbinical responsa condemning this man. What is remarkable is that whether or not we can speak about an early modern Jewish culture beforehand, certainly now we can. These rabbis are galvanizing their forces around this, focused on this individual. In other words, the anti-Nehemiah Chayon forces demonstrate the fact that the rabbinate is united, that rabbis from Eastern Europe, from Western Europe, from the Ottoman Empire, from all over the place are contributing to trying to bring down the defeat and the downfall of this man. There is an organized campaign, even greater than that against Shabtai Tzvi several decades earlier. The issue, is the issue Shabtai Tzvi here? Is it messianism? I'm not sure. It's all about a guy writing a book about God in a Trinitarian way. Second debate. Later on in the century, a fierce battle breaks out between two rabbis, in Germany this time. One is Jacob Emden, very important but bizarre rabbi. A second is Jonathan Eibeschitz. They are vying for the same congregation. They are in the area of Hamburg and in Germany, certainly Emden is. Emden accuses Eibeschitz of being a Sabbatean. Eibeschitz is just as important a rabbinic decisor, a rabbinic a judge, as Emden is. They are both powerful figures. But nevertheless, Eibeschitz apparently fooled around with some kind of amulet at one point. This must be he's a Sabbatean. Therefore, there's conspiracy out there. And Eibeschitz never is able to shed this negative image that he was a Sabbatean. They both excommunicate each other. Tremendous rivalry. One of my most interesting experiences when I was in the cemetery in Altona outside of Hamburg just 3 years ago, I walk into the cemetery and somebody shows me their graves. They are buried side by side as if in death they are talking to each other. During their life, they almost killed each other, but in their death, they're buried next to each other. You can see both of their graves still in the cemetery outside of Hamburg. In any case, the issue here is Sabbateanism or heresy, but it's not really clear whether Eibeschitz is a full-fledged Sabbatean. In any case, he kind of hides his identity and tries to live within the norms of Jewish law. The third controversy deals with another fascinating figure of the 18th century, a prophetic figure called the Ramchal, or Rabbi Moses Chaim Luzzatto, who lived in the first part of the 18th century. He was a Kabbalist in Padua who gathered together his disciples, and there he had prophetic dreams. He is accused, of course, of being a Sabbatean, a follower of Shabtai Tzvi. Now, what is this all about? I mean, where are we going with this? In other words, are these three episodes really all about Shabtai Tzvi? Where is Shabtai? Of course, the label Sabbatean is there. Each one of them is accused of being part of the Sabbatean heresy. But are these really Sabbateans in the same way that we saw? In other words, are they messianic in the sense of following the figure of Shabtai Tzvi?